94.9 Parafem Breakfast with Abby and Riley. For this month of June, there has been a fundraiser for Safe Waters Community Care Inc. to raise awareness for the current homelessness of our local area. Joining us this morning to talk more about this great fundraiser is Cameron McMullen. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Tell us about what you've been doing this month.
For this month, I'm raising awareness and hopefully fundraising for local homelessness in the Ulla Dulla and surrounding areas by committing to swimming 30 kilometres in 30 days at the Ulla Dulla Leisure Centre.
Now, we talked about just then, we mentioned the word homelessness, and it's words we're hearing quite often at the moment with housing crisis, cost of living, all that not so fun stuff. Lots of locals needing somewhere to stay, especially during winter. It's so cold. What does Safe Waters Community Care actually do?
Yeah, so they supply emergency accommodation for those in need, seeking accommodation in a safe environment, out of the wind, out of the cold, those sort of things. They've had, since November 2020, they've had over 160 people reach out for a safe shelter, somewhere to call home for the night, where they feel safe and supplied a nice warm meal and, yeah, I guess sort of put into a place where they are secure.
And look, you wanted to do this because you have firsthand felt the power of the community when they got behind you after a terrible accident.
That's correct, yeah. Back in 2011, I had a diving accident and basically it left me a C5, C6 quadriplegic, basically paralysing 80% of my body. And at the time, I was just starting out a new family, and the community, the way they rallied behind me and fundraisers, demolishing my old house and the construction of a new house. But basically, the power I felt for this community is will forever last within me, and sort of I believe it's my time now to give back as much as I possibly can, and I believe by doing this swim I can sort of offer, I guess, as much as I can to those in need as I was 11 years ago now, where I was sort of in a point where I had to not so much rely on the community to sort of help me and assist myself and the family to get back on our feet. And yeah, it was a very difficult time. And if I can offer the same support to those in need, basically, yeah, it's the least I can do.
Oh, an incredible pledge you've made, mate. 30 kilometres in 30 days. How are you going with it so far?
The muscles are hurting a little bit in the back. It's definitely not an easy feat. Basically, yeah, I've only got the use of my hand, so it's sort of a funny backwards backstroke, I guess you could call it. And yeah, dragging the body through the water, but I've got amazing carers that have been turning me around each end and that, and they push me every single day, and they definitely don't go gentle on me, that's for sure, which is a good thing. As I'm swimming, I just keep thinking, you know, do this for the guys in need and everyone that does need assistance and that, and that's definitely my main drive and pushing me through.
How's the community gotten behind you? Have they rallied?
We've set up a GoFundMe page, and also there's direct through Safe Waters House itself, like it's got their own website where you can donate. So far we've raised over $2,500, which has been absolutely incredible. The generosity of the community so far has been amazing. We've set a goal at $10,000. Whether we reach or not, every single cent we are raising will go to an amazing cause, and 100% of all funds raised will go to those in need. So yeah, I couldn't be more grateful so far to what the community's done for us already.
And the Safe Waters Community Care, that's super important because all that money stays right here in our local community. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct, yeah. So they've also setting up a second home now, so they are forever expanding and hopefully offer more services down the track as well. So all money raised will stay within the community itself.
Amazing. I know you're doing it at the Ulla Dulla Leisure Centre. Can people come by and watch you take on this challenge each day, or can they follow your journey online somewhere?
Definitely, yeah. Everyone's more than welcome to come watch me swim if they like. We've also set up donation tin at the Leisure Centre itself as well. But yeah, if there's a support crew, come along. If someone wants to jump in the lane and cut some laps out as well and show some support, I was more than happy to join in there. And yeah, the more support, the better, that's for sure. And the encouragement, especially leading into the end of it, I know that a final 30 day will definitely be a massive sort of emotional day and a huge day. So yeah, I'll definitely be keen to see some people there for sure.
Where can people go to donate?
Now, we've got a GoFundMe page, so go to GoFundMe and just search 30 kilometres in 30 days. It will pop up my face in front of the pool there. Or there is also the website of Ulla Dulla Safe Waters, so www.safewaterscc.org. And there's also the donation tin at the Leisure Centre.
Oh, make sure you contribute to this wonderful fundraiser for Safe Waters Community Care Inc. to raise awareness to the current homelessness of our local area. Cameron McMullen, good luck with your fundraising and your 30 kilometres in 30 days.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.